I write for my family blog, so I'd like to ask you about your coaches and managers. Who made the most impact on you when you were coming up through the minor leagues?
I was very fortunate. Every minor league coach and manager I had was, they're really good. You know, that speaks volumes for the organization. You know, the managers and the coaching staff they have coming through the system. I remember each one of them, I picked something that they helped me with, and I took it with me along the way. So I remember guys like Stubby Clapp, Rodney Linares, when I was at Double A, Tom Lawless, Johnny Moe. You know, it's just Mike Barnett, which is the hitting coach now. Everyone has thrown me one or two things that I still use today, each one of them. So give equal credit to all of those guys.
I asked this earlier, but what is it about this current season that excites you the most?
What's most exciting is that you have all these new guys, and each one of us are just as hungry as the next, and you know, we're all trying to make an impact at this level. So I think that's like the most exciting thing, is that everyone coming in, is I play with them growing up, and we've always been on each other's team, so we know each other. And this is almost like us going to another level together. Just like, you know, I play with Altuve every single step. I play with Jimmy in Double A. You know, I play with a lot of these guys, even the guys that we traded for. I remember playing against them and the way they play and the way they go out there with emotion, everything they come to feel. So it's exciting, because I know a lot of young guys, but we're very passionate about it.
It's been a whirlwind last couple of years for you. Can you talk about, you know, going back 2 years maybe, where your mind was at, and did you think at all that you'd be in the major leagues and possibly starting for a team coming into this season?
No, I remember when I first got signed and my first game, I got into the box, and I remember I was facing this guy, and he was throwing 97 with a curl. He was curling us, and he was throwing it, and I was nowhere near him. And I was telling myself, I'm like, wow, this is the first time ever in my life where I sat down, and I was like, can I play this at this level? And I remember little by little, and, you know, my mindset there was just, if I was struggling at Greenville at the time, I wonder what it is at the big league level. And I was like, I don't know if I could play this. And then, you know, little at-bats here and there, and everything started clicking together, and I started figuring it out. And then that's when I got my confidence back and understanding that I could play here. And I know I have what it takes to be successful here. So I think at the beginning, my mindset was definitely not here. You know, in the long run, yeah, I knew I wanted to make it, but it was always a dream. You know, you always put it on a pedestal, something that you could never reach for. But you're always going to try to get it, and I don't know, luckily for me, I made it.
I don't know if it was lucky. I saw your numbers all the way coming up. But I saw you prepare for this year a little differently. You tried to change physically.
Yeah.
What kind of thoughts do you have on that?
Well, I mean, I just try to – it's not really like – because I've done it in the past, just no one's really noticed, just because it hasn't been at this level. But people at this level, you know, they look at you a lot closer. So I know my body, and I know that every time I play throughout the season, I always lose weight. For some reason, I just can't put enough calories in my body. I burn too many. My metabolism's way too fast. So I always try to just come back and, you know, come in around – I try to come in around 230. I think my best playing weight is when I perform the best is around 220. You know, so right there around spring training when I start dropping down, that's when I feel like I peak. So I got to prepare myself, just because at the end of the season when I left, I was like 206, and I walked in at 227, 228. So I just lose so much, and it's so hard for me to get it, you know, to maintain it.
Do they give you good support as far as
nutrition? They try, you know, our biggest thing is just eating, putting food down me, but it's just so tough because you're on one thing, you're on another, and then you don't want to play with a full stomach. You know, for me, I have to, even sometimes when I'm full, I just got to force myself to keep eating.
A sophomore year can be a challenge for anybody. Mm-hmm. So tell me, when you look at this coming season, do you have a particular goal in mind? You have something that you say, if I can do this, I'll call this year a success?
Well, I feel that, you know, I try not to think of the whole sophomore in the year. I just try to think of it as, it's another season to me. You know, it's, I'm going to prepare for it the same way I prepared for when I was going into A-ball or double-A. I'm going to go into it with my body as ready as it can be. You know, as whatever I have to do to get my body ready is what I got to do. And my mind, I think, is a lot different just because I know what more to expect at this level. So I just feel that if I come in fully prepared and do everything that I can do before the season starts, that I did my part. You know, I can't control if I strike out, because I don't go up there trying to strike out. You know, I can't control if I don't come through, you know, because I can't control this stuff. All I can control is my preparation, my mentality towards the game, and that's really what I concentrate on.
You have a pretty unique batting style. You know, the follow-through. Well, growing up or going through the minors, did any player, past, present, current, that you visioned, that you patterned your game after, your batting style after?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I always get asked about that, not even by the media mostly, but by the players I play with. And I don't know, just growing up, I have my hitting coach, Paul Casanova, and Jackie Hernandez. They played with Atlanta Braves, with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul played with Hank. So, like, I remember going in when I was about 13 or 14. I had, like, two bad years. And I, you know, God led me in his direction, and I found him, and he took me under his wing, and he just taught me how to lean my bat back. And then once I started doing that, I just learned how to hit like that. I always leaned my bat straight back, and I would just load like this. And as I got into college, and I was very successful with it, so I was stuck with it. And then as I got into college and I was starting to look for more power, my bat would just naturally curl as I would load. So it was just something that just adapted. You know, everywhere I went, my foot down early was when I went to Division II and they threw nothing but off-speed pitches. And I always heard, if you get your foot down early, it's going to be easier to recognize the ball. So when I started getting it down early, I started taking off. So I was like, well, now I got that problem fixed. So everywhere I've gone throughout the years, I've made little adjustments and a little tweaks to what it is today. And, you know, a lot of people, me and Mike Barnett, laugh about it. And Barney's like, I don't care if it's the most unorthodox swing in the world. It works for you. That's it. No one's got to replicate it. No one's got to do it. It's your swing. It's your swing. So, you know, I've always wanted to change it because I feel like I look goofy when I hit. But, but you know what? It's always been successful to me. So, I you know, I don't want to change something that works.
And we put a statue of a guy who looked awfully goofy out front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about playing left field in Minute Maid Park. Was it an adjustment at all with the close wall and that curve backwards? I mean, what's it like out there?
No, it's definitely interesting. I remember going out there and I was like, all right, it's just a wall. You know, but everyone like talks about it, how difficult it is to play it. So Clarkie would take me, David Clark, our third base coach, would take me out there every single day, and he emphasized, let's go, you got to face up the wall. I remember I was just dying, huffing and puffing, and he's just like, nope, bam, 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 off the wall. And it's just tricky because wherever the numbers are and where the names go in, it's very soft. So if it hits that, it just dies. But yet if it hits the beam dead on, it's like hitting the trampoline. And it'll fly right past you. And even if it hits a little corner, it'll shoot this way. Mm-hmm. So it's just very tricky. You know, they teach us just to play it deep and avoid it getting past you, because if he gets past you, he's going to give him two bases instead of one. So it's just difficult too, and then at the same time, that gap back there is, you always got to feel like when you got set, you always got to look back and check where it's at and try to like adjust your degree. Okay, if I open up at this angle, I know I'm going to be clear to run for the ball. But if I'm a little deeper, I know I'm going to have to go around it. And you never want to be that guy that runs into the wall thinking that you're going to be going into the hole. So it's just tricky, and I think David Clark does, you know, I give all my credit to him of getting me prepared for the wall out there.
Anybody else? With today being Fan Fest, one of my readers asks, what's your favorite fan moment?
My favorite fan moment is, I actually got a card. I tweeted about it, too, about this little kid, Isaac, and he sent me one, and I think that was pretty cool. You know, because I was sitting at home in the off season, and my mom, and she's my, she likes to call herself my little, my fan club, the president of my fan club, because she keeps everything, and every time I get a letter, she comes and goes, let's go, you got to sign it, and I'm like, all right. So she'll go through it, and she'll read them for me, because she's always about giving back, and she always stays on top of me about helping little kids and doing all that, because she remembers when I was young, and we were growing up and stuff, so I remember she opened that one, and that one was really cool. It was just cool because it was written in his writing, and, you know, it was neat.